favorite bits. Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We are joined by a very special guest. M Zombiestein on Twitter, if you want to check him out. Mort Zombiestein, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Big fan. Thanks for having me on the show. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. Do you feel... Now, this is something I'm concerned about. Do you feel the comedy community is biased against you because you're Jewish?
Well, on occasion, on Twitter, for instance, I was tweeting in the I Stand With Ahmed hashtag.
Oh, we all were. That was a big deal.
Yes, and what I was trying to do was educate confused Muslims on the facts of the story, and I was blocked repeatedly. And what I learned from it is that Muslims, I hate the Jews.
Well, you know, it is. It's spooky month, guys.
It is.
And so it was a big deal for me to get Mort on the line. Mort, are you excited about Halloween?
Well, I like Halloween, but I'm actually more of a Thanksgiving fan. I prefer that holiday, Thanksgiving.
Well, why wouldn't you?
There's a nice African-American family down the street that has me over for dinner every year. It's very nice. Anyone want to guess what we have?
What do you have?
It's turkey.
Mort, Travis stepped on your punchline there. Could you just do it again? Just do the punchline again.
You're supposed to say what, Mike? That's you dropped the ball on that one. You were supposed to answer his rhetorical question.
I'm worried. I want Mort to come across likable.
I think he's likable. I've been following him for a really long time, all the way back when he was just a young traffic weather reporter and a fledgling comedian.
Can I bounce one off of you folks?
Oh, you're working on some new material?
Yes.
This is a real treat, guys. This is a real treat. Let's hear your new material, Mort. We'll let you know. Napier is going to be your harshest critic. You know, he doesn't laugh very often. He's
okay, well, it's a little edgy. It's not for the faint of heart. But, hey, what do you call a bug that eats wood and hates the truth? An anti-Semite!
I think that's a winner. Plop that in your ass.
I'm concerned about you, you know, like, because you seem like a lonely guy. Are you in a relationship or anything like that?
Well, I've been doing online dating recently. That's been working out well. Anyone want to guess what website I go on to? Monster.com! So Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. There's a nice African American that has me over for dinner. What do you think would happen if Count Dracula was black? He'd probably still sleep all day. Hey, at least you don't have to edit my black jokes out of the show. But I was married once. We recently got a divorce.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I was married to a vampire.
Oh.
I call her Count Dracula. Folks, have you ever been eating a human brain? And it looks like a brain. It smells like a brain. But then you start eating it and you realize you're eating an old woman's cunt. I do a lot of crowd work in my shows. For instance, pretend you folks are in the audience at one of my shows and I'm addressing, hey, hello, sir, what do you do for a living?
I work inventory.
Oh, Mort.
I think the question on all of our minds, though, since we have you here, what's the weather going to be like for trick-or-treating on Saturday?
Well, what I usually do is I follow weathermen on Twitter and just reiterate what they say and not mention them, and occasionally they retweet me if they feel bad enough, and it tends to annoy them, I think. For instance, there's a local weatherman here that was tweeting about the Ronald McDonald House, a charity event they were doing, and I just kept promoting their charity event until I guilted him into retweeting me, and that's how I gained popularity on Twitter. True story, folks. So it turns out I'm on Megan's Law. I ate a Girl Scout. I mean, a brownie. A brownie.
Whoops.
No, I'll edit that out, Mort. Just start over.
So it turns out I'm on MeganLaw.com. I ate a brownie.
You mean a Girl Scout?
Well, I called MeganLaw.com and I said, I think there's been some mistake. You see, I ate a brownie. And they said, I know. That's why you're on MeganLaw.com. And I said, no, you don't understand. When I say I ate a brownie, I'm a zombie. I'm a monster. She said, I know you're a monster. That's why you're on MeganLaw.com. I said, no, when I say I ate a brownie, what I mean is I performed oral sex on her puppy. She said, I know, that's why you're on MeganLaw.com. I said, ah! It was a misunderstanding on my part. Folks, I appreciate you having me on the show. We're drunk tonight.
Drunk's here. He's just sitting here with a puss face. I don't know what the problem
is. It's not a puss face.
What's the problem, Drunk?
I can barely hear him.
We got Mort Zombie Stein.
How's that Jew? How's that Jew doing?
How you doing, Jew?
Drunk, you're not a Jew, are you?
Don't believe.
I mean, you know, not that there's anything wrong with
you. I think you don't believe in the the spiritual epicenter of the Jewish faith, or?
No, I mean, I was raised Catholic, so I mean, I don't think I'm a Jew.
Well, in the spirit of equality, let's just agree we're all Jewish on the inside.
It's at M Zombie Stein on Twitter if you'd like to give Mort a follow. Get all the latest jokes, Philadelphia traffic and weather. He's got it all covered. Mort, I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Everybody wants to know how to dress their children for this upcoming Saturday's trick-or-treating festivities. Follow Mort on Twitter.
Go as Mort. It's a good look.